John Perlman
on 702.
3 to 6 p.m.
So there's still no great clarity as to what happened out at the Maponya Mall and why. If you haven't been following the story and need an update, clashes between people involved in the taxi industry. Some talk of taxi drivers, and when you say that, your mind goes to minibus drivers. Others say it's between people within the e-hailing business, Uber and Bolt on the one hand, and other vehicles trying to work in that space but not signing up for the program, not operating with the app but running their own show. Either way, whatever is going on, I think whenever there's turbulence involving public transport and taxis in particular, people get anxious, and you have to believe this cannot be good for business. So we thought we'd try and look at the bigger picture. Our reporter Khumotso Modise is out in Soweto and will keep an eye on any fresh developments. If you have hear of anything, of course, do let us know on 011-883-0702. But let's go wide in our focus and welcome to 702 Drive, Bafana Magagula, who is Chief Strategy Manager at Santaco. Mr. Magagula, welcome and thanks very much for your time.
Hi, thank you so much, and thanks for bringing us to your show. So, and I greet all your listeners and all other radio broadcasters who are right on your radio station right now as we speak.
Thank you, appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Do you have any insight through your membership, through your networks, as to what's happening out at Maponya Mall? We're going to talk about broader issues in a moment, but I wondered if you had anything to share on that.
Well, presently, we are all waiting for the police report from their investigation as to what exactly happened. Is it our taxi people, or is it the other 4+1s against each other, or is it overboard? We do not know exactly who did exactly what happened there in Maponya Mall, and would greatly be able to assist also should we know exactly what happened. And lastly, let me say that Santaco condemned any form of violence in the strongest possible term. Our president, Mr. Abner Tsebe, believes in negotiations and negotiations and negotiations and never violence at all.
Is there enough business in those areas of Soweto and in Soweto more generally, Mr. Magagula, for everybody who's trying to make a living? On the one hand, there are your members or people in the same industry as you, whether they're Santaco members or not. There's the e-hailing service. And then there are what some people call pirates, people who are doing something quite informal. And then, of course, there are meter taxis. Are there too many vehicles competing for an insufficient number of passengers and, more crucially, their rides?
Well, generally, there isn't enough business for everyone, not even for the minibus taxis. Surely, maybe not even enough for the buses, not even enough for those pirating. It just makes business worse when there are those who are pirating and those who are carrying people in another informal or illegal way. It just makes it very difficult. There isn't business, not even enough for those who are legal presently, especially after the COVID and,
yes,
and the looting that took place in the past 2 or 3 years. Business has just gone down, because it was down even before the COVID and even before the looting. People are getting retrenched. There's no employment and so on. So, there isn't enough, just to answer
yes.
your question directly.
And let's focus then in specifically, Mr. Magagula, on malls. And it doesn't just have to be Maponya, but it could be true in smaller towns. Polokwane, for example, I would imagine the pressures are similar. Routes to and from malls must be quite precious, because There's a predictable flow of the people who work at the malls, but then in particular on weekends, there are lots of people trying to get there and more crucially get back with their shopping and whatever else they might be bringing back from the mall. Is there are there clear regulations about who can work, for example, in the proximity of Maponya Mall, or is it, to be honest, a bit of a free-for-all?
Look, taxis do have permits, one, to carry passengers and charge them a fare.
Yes.
And also they have routes to use or to travel in between during their operation. And any other person who is pirating or operating in any other form would definitely not have a permit to do so.
Do you accept, though, as Santaco, that different forms of transport have their strengths? So there's a great... Taxis are more flexible than buses. Ubers are more flexible than minibus taxis, for example, and meter taxis would probably be similar, that you may want to have the vehicle to yourself because you've got kids and you've got shopping and so on. Does Santaco accept there's a place for all of those?
Look, we any illegal operation, I would say,
yes.
we do not accept that there should be any illegal operation.
Right.
But we would definitely accept that anyone even operating a minibus, that minibus must have a permit, and also it must operate on the route where it is permitted to do so.
We'll come back to our conversation with Bafana Magagula. He's Chief Strategy Manager at Santaco, and he's with us in just a moment. But since we are out on the roads talking taxis, let's talk about what's happening on those roads. Time for traffic.
With John Perlman on 702.
Still to come on 702 Drive, we're going to be looking at those reports about City Power and some repair crews' contracts coming to an end. That's causing a lot of concern. We'll get clarity from City Power in a moment. But let's wrap our taxi conversation. Mondli is calling in. Good afternoon to you, Mondli.
Yes, good afternoon, John. How are you?
Doing well, thanks, you.
Thank you, John. Now, John, I just want to say that, look, fortunately, the person who just interviewed the gentleman, what he said can never be so far from the truth. I stay near the area. There is enough business for all the transportation modes that are in Maponya Mall. And the unfortunate thing is that the taxis, they end around, I think, 6:30, 7:00 in the evening. And after that, you cannot find any taxis inside the mall. You'll have to go right outside the mall. And that time, people are crossing. We've got two full trolleys, and we've got children, and it's dark. So it's not safe. And in most instances, we have to consider that they're not convenient. So the e-hailing comes in very handy during that time. Also, if you can consider, if someone neighbors got a lot of things with them,
right,
you have to pay for seats, extra seats in the taxi, depending how many seats you have to pay for.
Yes.
And you still have to pay an extra amount for them to drop you off by the door. At the end of the day, you find you're paying far more for the transport than you would have paid if you had just requested an e-hailing. So there is enough business.
Different kinds of business. Yeah,
it's not correct that there isn't. There's a lot of business in Maponya Mall. There's a lot of people who travel far to come to Maponya Mall. So that isn't true.
Mondli, thank you. Calling from Soweto. Bafana Magagula, just to reintroduce, is Santaco's Chief Strategy Manager. Final question for you, Mr. Magagula. Do you feel that the authorities, the city authorities and those in the provinces and Gauteng in particular, are doing enough to mediate and try and resolve these flashpoints between different modes of taxi transport? How well do you think the regulators are getting their jobs done?
Well, I wouldn't comment much on that. However, let me go back to say, let me reply you by saying that we are being failed. One, by our road safety, by our safety agencies who are supposed to be looking, you know, at the safety of the people in those malls and looking at other things and otherwise. I think at this point, you spoke. Your question was related to mediation. I would only say at the moment, government should deal with illegal operations, and this will assist any illegal operation. Any person who operates without a permit, if government can come out there and make sure that the law is enforced.
Thank you very much, Bafana Magagula, Santaco Chief Strategy Manager.